studs. Studs. Studs.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Timmy Conway, look at you,
look
man.
Look at you, dude. Nice to see you, dude.
Nice to see you, my brother.
All right. Before we start here, just one tiny complaint to people who own vending machines, because I would try to get a Coke out of this machine in here.
Oh, did it fail you?
Yeah, I'm trying to put a dollar in, right? Oh. And it keeps kicking it back to me.
Right.
Right? Who's in the dollar counterfeit business? Who's
right.
counterfeiting $1 bills?
Yeah.
It should take anything you put in there.
You would think.
It should take an IOU.
With all the technology we have in 2008, you should be able to write a note that says, here's my bank account number. Take the dollar from my bank account, slide that into the machine, and it would give you your Coke. With all of the technology, it should take any dollar, no matter how much it's been wrinkled or tattered
or
torn.
Exactly right. But this vending machine insults you as well. It won't take your dollar, and then it throws it at you. It spits it out and doesn't hold it on the machine. It drops it at your feet.
Oh, so you have
like,
to go
here
to
you go, scumbag.
Right, you have to go to the floor to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Here you go, you scumbag who has fake dollar bills. Why don't you go F yourself with your fake dollar bills? And then I have like a conversation with the machine.
Right. Well, you get angry with it.
Yeah, I do.
Now, do you find the same with the candy machine?
No, the candy machine's classic. The candy machine knows where its bread's buttered.
Good.
And Snacksville over there is aces. So, all right. I had lunch the other day with a friend of mine. He's actually more of a coworker, I'd say.
Okay.
He's got
current or past coworker.
He is in the radio business.
Okay.
I will say no more about this young man.
All right.
You know him, and Gina and Jerry, everybody knows him. But he has two kids. I think they're 2 and 4. And he probably makes about $75,000 a year.
All right.
And we had lunch.
Kind of an average dude.
Yeah. We had lunch, the three of us. A doctor friend of ours, a friend of mine who I went to school with. Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing. Just studied a little harder than I did and became a doctor. And I got something interesting on him, too.
Okay.
But
that's for another night.
Yeah. This other guy. I have lunch with this guy who is a doctor, and he loves the radio business.
Mm.
So we go out, and he asks me a billion questions about, like, you and Rick Dees and Shotgun Tom. He likes to know about everybody, Don Burns from The Wave. And, you know, so I tell him all the inside scoop, and then I ask him medical questions the whole time. He's like, what is this? What does it mean when I do this? I get a sharp pain in my tuchus. What does that mean?
Well, turnabout is fair play.
The other buddy was with us, and he was in the radio business, so he was peppering him with questions. And I asked him, I said, hey, how's it going at home? Because I know it's not going so swell. And he said he talked to the guy who manages his money, and he said the guy calls me back. And he's not a big money manager. He's just, you know, he pays his bills and stuff like that.
Right.
He says he's thinking about getting divorced. You know, he wants a certain amount for an apartment to pay her, to pay the car, the kids, but
right, kind of wants the guy to run some numbers for him.
Right. The guy calls him back and goes, you can't afford it. And he goes, what? He goes, you got to stay in the marriage. You can't afford to get out.
You cannot afford to get divorced.
You can't afford to get divorced.
Yeah.
And he says, think of it this way. This guy drives like a Camry.
Uh-huh.
I probably shouldn't even say that, but he does. But everybody drives a Camry. Okay. So he drives a Camry.
Right.
Okay. And his accountant or money guy said to him, well, if you wanted $150,000 Mercedes, you couldn't afford that. That's why you're driving a Camry.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. You can't afford a divorce. Because if you get divorced, your lifestyle is going to change radically. Because this guy bought a house back in like 1997, 98.
Ooh, it's appreciated nicely.
Yeah. But he can't afford the nice lifestyle that he has now.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets divorced, she'll be in an apartment.
He'll have to pay her.
He'll have to pay her. He's got to pay for his two kids. I think the older one's in school.
Yeah, he said 4 years old,
yeah.
Right?
And so he's got child support. He's going to live in a studio apartment somewhere. And you know, when his weekend to have the kids, he's going to have two kids in a studio apartment.
No reason to do that to himself.
So he said. He's just going to stay in his marriage.
And?
And he says, you know, if my wife wants to see somebody, she can. If I want to see somebody, I can.
Oh, I wouldn't declare an open relationship. I'd just cheat.
Well, I think he has such a bizarre relationship with his wife anyway. I think she was... I think they met like in a...
Swingers?
No, but there was like a sexual tension. I think she was either... I don't know what she was. Oh, no, I know what she was.
Escort?
No, I can't say what she was.
Stripper?
Nah, she was a... this will give it away, but...
All right, don't give it away then.
She made her living entertaining men.
Oh, she came to bachelor parties with another chick.
No, that's not her. No.
All right, but anyway, here's the point. A lot of guys in Southern California who are doing okay or just doing average, $75,000 a year, I know that might break a lot of guys' hearts to think, oh, F, that's average. But two kids, you run the numbers, it really is cheaper to just stay married. So here's what you do. You go into that house, you have your own TV in your bedroom, you watch your own shows, you got your beers in there, got a little, you probably don't, if you really hate each other, you don't share a bedroom, and you just make that house, you make parts of that house your oasis, that you stake out your territory within that house, and she doesn't bother you, you don't bother her, and then on the weekends, because the relationship is so bad, Friday night, you want to come home late, quote, because you're out with the guys, and you want to go bang some chick that you're kind of sort of having a relationship with, well, then go for it. It's a lot cheaper than getting a divorce.
Yeah. All right, has this happened to you? Yeah, because the economy's in the toilet, or it looks like it's moving that way, and you don't have the dough that you used to have because you do have a wife and two kids. Has this happened to you where you can't afford a divorce? You can't afford to live a separate life from your wife and your kids?
Well, think about it. Before you give the phone numbers, Timmy, I want to ask you, and I don't want to ask you what you make, but I want you to ask you to think about what you make.
All right.
And I want to ask you to take that number after taxes and cut it in half. Because basically, between the alimony to your wife and the child support for your beautiful daughter,
right,
half of it's gone.
Could I live on half my salary?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Happily?
Yeah.
So you can afford to get divorced?
Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm going to. I mean, I just simply, I'm in the category of guys that can afford it.
But you couldn't live in that house you live in.
Well, yeah, it makes some changes, but but I mean, I can, but I'm a guy of simple means. I can live in a one bedroom apartment.
Right, you get a nice apartment somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I always have, and I don't find it. I don't really need expensive cars or expensive house or anything like that. So I'm a guy that can afford it, but there are a lot of guys out there that cannot. Are you one of those guys who cannot afford a divorce? Here are the phone numbers: 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Let me ask you this question, Tim.
Yes, sir.
If divorces cost $1 out of 100 dudes, how many would file tomorrow if it cost $1?
You mean out of 100 guys that are currently not filing because they can't afford it?
Right. No. Out of 100 guys who are married. And that's all I'm going to say. They're married. We don't know the extent.
Let's say there's a special deal. If you get divorced tomorrow, it's only going to cost you $1.
It's $1. How many guys out of 100 go down to the courthouse and
out
say,
of 100?
And say, here's the dollar. I want out.
Out of 100. 10,000.
No, out of 100, Tim.
100.
All right. You might be right.
I would think that, that's probably the case.
You might be right.
But it really is. But then again, listen to this. You talk to guys all day long, or you know guys all day long, who, they made some money, they did get a divorce, and then like 3 weeks into their divorce, they're like, I really miss the relationship I had with my wife, the kids, the house. And they start missing everything.
Yeah, that's why separation is not a bad idea.
Well, it's also, this is a great idea. If you're not into your current relationship, go take a weekend in Vegas by yourself, or a weekend in San Francisco or San Diego.
Napa.
Just you. And sit there in a hotel room, because that's what it's going to be like. And after like the first night, you're like, oh, I really miss my my home, my kid, my wife.
Right. Now, one night, here's what you might want to do. One night, you might want to get like a hooker, and you might want to really live it up for that one night, because there will be nights like that.
Right.
But most nights will be like the next night, where you just sit in the hotel room, you get room service, you watch CSI, and you want to shoot yourself in the head.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So, you know what? The guys who got divorced, a lot of them want to get back into the relationship, mostly because they want to see those kids every day. And the guys that don't get divorced are envy the guys that do. So, you know, it's like I spent 2 weeks in Oregon with my wife over Christmas vacation.
That must have been nice.
Very nice. And I was cashing a check up there, and the lady wanted to see my license. So I showed it to her, and she goes, oh, you're from California. God, I'd love to be down there in the sunshine where it's 70 degrees all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought was, you know what? That's why we came up here, because it's raining and snowing. So if you're in the rain and snow all the time, you want the sunshine. If you're in the sunshine all the time, you want the rain.
Yep. Everybody wants what they don't have.
Nobody's happy.
Right.
So
grass is always greener.
All right. Let's talk to Fred in Westchester on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
All right.
Hey, I was married for 7 years, but it took about 3 years to do the divorce just because I couldn't afford it, and she didn't really work, and we knew that I'd be paying alimony, so I had to she had to get a better job, so I had to help her get motivated, get a good job, and get a good solid year of income so she could still live that lifestyle when we got divorced, and it all worked out, but I had to hang in there for about an extra 2 years.
Mm. You mean 2 years? How long were you married?
Seven.
7 years, wow.
So it was going to be 2.5 or 3 years of alimony. You know, this was up in Northern California, so I made about 85 up there, but it was real Northern California, so pretty good money.
Do you have kids?
No kids, thank God.
Well, man, when you don't have kids, that front door looks wider and wider every day, man.
Yeah, but not when she's...
That is a... That is a real great escape hatch, that front door.
She was making like $8 an hour, so I would have been paying through the nose. But
yeah, but when you got kids, that front door looks like a mouse hole.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Scoot right through there.
Oh, it was tempting.
Can't get through there.
For sure.
But when you don't have kids, all the windows and the doors seem to look a lot bigger.
Yeah, but we ended up getting her parents to employ her at about like 65 a year, so she was able to live the same, and there was no alimony involved.
Hey, Fred, did you pick up any of my sort of analogies there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You did, okay. No, just wondering. Just seems like you sort of ignored them all.
Well, he sounded like he knew what he wanted to say and was not going to allow your little anecdotes derail him.
Actually, I got that from Renzulli, a friend of mine in the Valley. He said, when you're married and you have no kids, that front door looks real wide.
Yeah, because you can just barrel right through it.
Yeah. But when you got those kids, man... It is like a peephole.
It's turned into Jerry, Tom and Jerry. Only Jerry can get in there. Tom can't make it in there. He runs real fast. He always bangs his head against the wall.
Exactly. All right. You cannot afford divorce. Is that you? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Misty in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you guys doing?
Not bad.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I just got a divorce through one. And the last 6 months, I did live with my ex at our house. We sold the house. I have two children with him, and I initiated it. And it wasn't in my best interest, but it was...
Wait, you initiated the divorce?
Yeah, I did. And what? I don't have a job and crappy credit right now.
Need somebody to take care of you, baby?
I'm sorry?
Need somebody to take care of you, baby?
Seriously.
Well, you got bad credit, you got no job, you got two kids and a house, and you hated him so much you had to get out of there.
See, but he's not a bad guy, it was just, I just can't explain it. I knew that him and I would be happier separated.
Yeah, that's what women say to me.
Mm. So where are you now?
I'm at home with my dad, with my pop.
That's a good place to be.
I mean, we lived in Newbury Park, and then I moved back to Simi Valley, which I didn't want to do.
How old are you?
But hey... I'm 35.
Oh, but Dad's happy to have you around.
You know what? Being home with your dad, you'll forever, you know, 30 years from now, when Dad's passed, you'll really cherish this time.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom just passed like 2 years ago.
So wait, it's important you're there.
Wait, so your mom's no longer around. Your mom passed away?
2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, baby. And so you're home with your dad. Is he dating?
No, he's not. No, he's
not. Are you?
Not.
He's grieving, right?
Yeah, he's grieving. I'm not dating, no.
You're not?
I got to get out there.
A lot of TV for the two of you, huh?
Seriously. I could go out.
Let me ask you something, Misty. Sure. How old are you, sweetie?
35.
Oh, 35.
It was a 35. Okay, and dad, if you said dad's age, I forget.
My dad just turned 60.
Okay. Yeah. When a 35-year-old daughter and her 60-year-old father sit down to watch TV, what show do you agree on? Because even with chicks, guys can't agree on what to watch. They want to watch SmackDown, WWE, and she wants to watch the Real Housewives of Orange County. What do you agree on?
Oh, my gosh. My dad and I'll sit there and watch, like, Westerns with him. I don't care. It's my pop, you know?
Right. Any more kids in the family, or are you an only child?
No, there's five of us all together. We're Italian and English, but there's five of us. So
when the other kids come home, they give you, like, the stink eye because you're still under the roof?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, a little bit. But my mom always wanted, she was from England, so, like, traditionally they like to leave the house to the children.
Right.
So it's kind of weird in the sense that I feel like she's almost wanting me to be there for a little bit. I don't know.
When's the last time you got laid?
All right.
Yeah.
I need to get laid. You know what? We're gonna.
You really?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
What's your cup size?
Now, by the way, Misty, what do you look like? Allow me, Tim, if I might, for just a moment. What do you look like,
no,
sweetie? What do you look like?
I am about 5'5".
Yeah.
Dark hair, light skin, dark eyes.
Are you hot?
All right, I'm average. Yeah, my breasts are big because I had children.
You have English in your how the tusks?
Huh?
The teeth.
They're good. Yeah. They're great.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you would rate yourself? Be honest.
I don't know. Right now, I mean, I can't do that right now because my self-esteem is not that great. To be honest with you, but I mean,
how much?
Don't know.
What do you weigh?
Are you 6 or 7?
I'd say 6 or 7, yeah.
What do you weigh?
I'm not sure. I don't own a scale. I hate them.
That's a huge bitch!
Well, I don't own a scale either, but I know I'm about $180.
Well, if you really need to get laid, I mean, you and I could have dinner and, just kind of plan it that way, where we meet somewhere nice, we have dinner, and then it's kind of understood that we're going to, get it on. Are you into that?
Sure. Right on.
And Misty, Whitman also prefers dad to come along.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
No. Misty, how old are you? 35. Okay, so I know I asked twice. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your name. I'm going to call you. I'll take you somewhere nice to eat, but the understanding is you got to get laid and I got to get laid, so we'll make each other happy, right?
Sounds great.
Sound good?
Yep, I'm on.
All right, Jerry is the next voice you're going to hear. He's going to take your phone number, although I could probably...
Hey, Misty, what celebrity do you look like?
I mean, I've been told like a cross between Sandra Bullock and...
And Newt Gingrich?
Dolly Bertinelli. No, like it's cross between them, too. It's hard to say.
All right, Jerry's going to get your phone number. Whatever you do, don't let Jerry hit on you. He tries to do this to me all the time. I'll be in touch with you, Misty.
All right,
okay?
Hold on, Misty.
Right.
You take care of yourself,
guys.
Man.
Thank
all
you.
Right. There she goes.
And I know Simi Valley, too. I could get out there.
Yeah, it's off the Ronald Reagan Freeway.
Yeah, and the Poltergeist House is out there.
Yeah. All right, gang. Can you not afford a divorce? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What is that, Jerry? I got a cool live read coming up. Is that right? Oh, you got to stay tuned.
You got
for
a
that.
Real cool live read, dude.
Oh, yeah, this way
wonder
you give
what
the,
it is.
This is the one where you give the time and you say how many people are standing by to answer
you
the phones.
You man.
Oh, this is a good one.
If you youngsters out there want to get in the radio business and learn from an old pro on how to read a live spot, I'll show you exactly. You young punks, I'll show you how to do that in 30 seconds. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right. Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Can you afford a divorce?
Hey, Timmy.
What?
Dude, during that spot that you did, the live read,
yes.
I think you gave out the wrong number.
No, I gave out the right number.
No, because somebody just called me, and they were saying that they were trying to get a hold of him. And,
well,
and it was the,
that
like a,
person didn't hear it correctly.
I don't know, man, because the number that you gave, it did, something sounded off.
Jerry, please. Tell him it's 888-274-1622. Dave Harden and Covenant Mortgage. 888-274-1622. I apologize if I gave the wrong number. I don't think I did that. All right. Can you afford a divorce, everybody? For people out there that can't afford one, we want to hear from you. What are you doing about it? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Lucy in Orange County, what's going on with you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All right, baby.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Well, I am seeing a guy, and he's in the process of getting a divorce. And I think that his wife is trying to drive him poor because she's just taking way too long with everything.
Mm-hmm. And are you younger than the ex-wife?
Yes.
How much younger?
Quite a bit.
How many years?
Well, I think she's like 45 and I'm 26.
26 and 45. You know, well, is it a mystery why she's pissed?
Say that again?
Is it a mystery why she's pissed?
Oh, she doesn't even know about me.
Oh, she doesn't?
Really? Wow, so imagine how mad she'd be if she did.
I know. We're keeping it a big secret.
And what is your future or your current boyfriend, what is he worth?
What is he worth? Well, he owns a 25-unit building in Chicago. He lives in Chicago. That's the other part. I'm in OC.
How much could he sell that building for?
He bought it for close to $2 million last year.
Hmm. Probably worth about $1.8 million.
Yeah, in today's market.
Yeah.
So they have two kids, which is what's making all this complicated, because she didn't really agree to the divorce. She wanted a separation, and she kind of strong-armed him, and so he's stuck with the separation, and we met, and he's been compelled to get a divorce, and we've been dating for about 9 months, but she keeps changing lawyers. Like, no one wants to represent her. It's ridiculous. Mm.
Can he afford it? Can your guy afford it?
Yeah, but, I mean, it depends on how long she keeps dragging this out.
Right.
You
like,
know?
Today he could afford it, but
yeah,
in a year,
he
maybe
could.
He couldn't.
Right. Right. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what can we do to, like, get this chick, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, have you overheard him, like, telling his friends about how great you are?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Has he ever said to one of his friends, man, oh, man, I love Lucy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's like, we're head over heels.
That's all right, thanks, Lucy. That's the downside to having a girlfriend named Lucy.
Oh, I thought it was the downside of working with you.
There's also that downside. I love Lucy. Hey-o! It's like vaudeville in here. All right. Jeremy, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You can't afford a divorce, huh, dude?
Hey, no way, man. You can't. I got a 5-year-old kid, and if I didn't have that kid, dude, I think I'd be out. I would have been out a long time ago.
So instead of get a divorce, you just cheat?
No, I don't cheat. I've come close, and I actually got busted on my phone. My wife went through my phone last week and saw a bunch of messages, and she took it the wrong way.
You got to put that cell phone under your pillow, dude.
I know, dude. I messed up. I left it at home when I went to work, and she found it and went through it. But
not the phone numbers didn't mean anything.
No, but the text messages got me in trouble. Oh. It wasn't the phone numbers; it was the text messages. But this morning, she couldn't find her keys. She has to get my kid to school, right? So I give her all my keys except for my car keys, and ask her to please not lock the door because I don't have a house key. Well, of course, I get home after work tonight. I'm sitting in my car, but I can't get in my house. I have no idea where she is.
And she's out.
She's out.
She doesn't have a cell phone?
She has a cell phone, but she never has.
So she's out with the kid, and you're sitting home in the garage, in the yard.
I'm sitting home in my car, yeah.
Nice life.
And did you ever, how old are you, Jeremy?
I'm 32.
How long have you been in the car since you've been home?
For about 30 minutes.
How many times have you said to yourself, how the F did I get here?
Yes. I said, well, I haven't said that. The first thing I said when I tried to open the door was, you know, Jesus Christ. But then after that,
Yeah, but I'm sure you went. I'm sure you had a lot of friends in high school. You seemed like you got a decent personality. You're probably a guy who had a lot of friends in college, and the single life was probably pretty good to you. Maybe been to Mexico and had a ton of different girlfriends. Now you're sitting in front of the house that you own that you can't get into.
I wouldn't do it.
Your wife is not around. Your kid's not around, and you can't afford a divorce. You got to be saying to yourself, "How the f?" Did this happen?
Jeremy, I got good news for you. Maybe you can't afford a divorce, but you know what you can afford?
What's that?
You can probably afford $300 tonight or $400 tonight. Go to the Four Seasons Hotel or the Peninsula Hotel, drive in there, or go down to the Ritz-Carlton in Pasadena and book yourself in there. And when she calls your cell phone and says, "Where the F are you?" When she wants to say that, don't answer it. You'll see her tomorrow. She'll say, "Where were you?" Say, "I was here for an hour, couldn't get into my own house, so I went to a hotel." Do that. Do that now. Put the car in reverse and go to a hotel now. So when she comes home, she'll be just as mystified as to where you are as you are right now as to where she is.
Yeah, that's good advice for me, but I don't play those games, dude. I got to see my kid tonight. So.
Yeah, no, you'll be sitting in that yard until she comes home.
Exactly.
You're exactly like me, dude.
Oh, anyway, I want to say, Whitman, you got no game, dude. You got to work better on the ladies.
Well, dude, when a chick calls and says she just needs to get laid, what would you do? Offer to take her to Hawaii?
Maybe, yeah. You got the money to do that. You should do that.
No, here's what I said. I'll take you to dinner, and I got to get laid, too, and we'll both satisfy each other. It's a lot cheaper than a trip to Hawaii. Maybe I try that first.
Do what you want, but you got to work on your game, bro.
Maybe I try that first.
What's wrong with this game? It seems like she gave the phone number, and she's into it. I don't understand.
This is coming from a guy sitting for 45 minutes outside his car.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think's wrong with his game? I think what he did worked.
Well, I don't know. I think he can work on his game a little bit. I'm jealous of Whitman. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, you can work on your marriage a bit, pal.
I know, Jeremy. You hate the single guys. I know what you're doing. All right, dude. All right, you're a big stud, dude. Enjoy that yard.
All right,
there he goes, everybody. Sit in front of that house.
And enjoy the radio. You think the headlights are on, Tim?
Well, I don't know if the headlights are on, but I know that if he sits there for more than 15 more minutes, he's going to have two Irvine cops pull up on him and ask what he's doing.
In the rain, the rain's falling.
Yeah, because one thing Irvine cops don't like is when a car pulls up and sits in front of a house for 45 minutes and the guy stays in it.
Oh, he's not in the driveway, he's in front of the house.
I think he's in the driveway in the front of the house, but they don't like that.
You know what I do?
Any kind of suspicious activity like that, the Irvine neighbors call the cops.
If I was this dude, first thing I would do, Four Seasons, here we go. I would set that navigation, take me to the Four Seasons on Doheny. If not, I would extend my front seat back as far as I could or get in the back seat with a blanket with the pitter-patter of the rain falling, put on like 94.7 The Wave, home of Don Burns, and I would go to sleep in that car.
Great advice. All right, let's talk to Zach and Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
All right, what's happening with you?
Hey, you know, what can I say? I would just tell you guys that not everybody cannot afford a divorce. I mean, you can be as complicated as you want to be, but if you go to mediation and you fill out the forms, you can figure it all out.
All right. So you didn't go to an attorney?
I did. I am right now.
Oh, you're at the attorney now?
No, I mean, in general, I'm using an attorney right now because I have a complicated divorce, but the average person can go to mediation and settle their assets long enough kids and, you know, difficult situations.
All right. And do you have kids?
No.
You don't. What do you think? What do you think you're worth?
A lot.
A lot. And she's going to get half of that.
And what does that mean, a lot? $5 million?
Uh-huh.
All right. Maybe more. She's going to get half of that?
Yep.
Oh, boom, boom.
Had nothing before, and we'll end up with half of something later. But, you know.
Yeah, but would you rather have $5 million be with her or $2 million and be by yourself?
I'm alone right now, and I'm pretty happy.
He'd probably have the $5 million if he wasn't married to her. That's the ugly truth.
No, maybe not. Maybe she, was she a success, or, like, did she help you become successful in your business?
Oh, you're a feminist, Tim.
No, I'm just asking him.
You know what? She was part of it, but the reality is, you know, I agree with Whitman, you know. Could have worked out one way or the other.
Yeah, you made the money.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling. All right, there he goes. No, but it's saying, like my wife
right
is responsible for me buying that house in the Valley, which increased in value, and also a little condo up in Oregon,
right,
which increased in value. So if anything were ever to happen to us, I would gladly give her half because she's earned more than that.
Right. Well, you're a very benevolent dude.
I wanted to ask him how involved she was, you know?
Yeah.
Never know the whole story?
No, you never do unless you ask.
All right. Can you not afford a divorce, everybody? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Guys that cannot afford to get out. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Can't afford a divorce, eh? Carlos in Santa Fe Springs, you're on 97.1. Thanks for holding, dude.
Oh, thank you.
What do you got?
Hey, I've been married for 2 years. And so you're saying if I get a divorce right now, I'm going to be paying half of my paycheck is going to go to her?
No. I mean, do you have any kids?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, you're going to be paying for that for a little while. You're going to be paying alimony for 1 year.
Right.
It's about half as long as you've been married.
You'd have to talk to a lawyer or a divorce attorney about exactly how much things will cost to run the numbers for you. But for a lot of guys, it's too expensive to get divorced. So they conclude, screw it. I'll stay married, save the money, and I'll just cheat.
Okay. Well,
how old's
your
kid?
I don't like the cheating thing.
Yeah, no. How old's your kid?
2 years old.
2 years old. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Oh, boom, boom. Do you like the kid?
I love my kid to death.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe if you could, you know, put the kid up for adoption and make things easier.
No, there's no way possible.
You're stuck, dude. I mean, you're going to pay child support for, you know, for the next 16 years.
Just ballpark. I don't mind about the child support.
The alimony's not so bad because you haven't been married a long time.
The alimony's going to be a year.
So just ballpark, what would it not be?
What do you make a year?
Last year I made close to $500,000.
You made $500,000?
Yeah.
So she'll probably get over the next year.
$200,000 of that?
Yeah, maybe a deuce.
A grand?
Yeah, no, $200,000. What do you do for a living?
Well, that's not bad.
What do you do for a living?
Mortgage broker.
Yeah, she'll get about $200,000. So you can live on $300 for a year. You won't even miss it. You'll be fine.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You busy with these new interest rates going down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very, very busy. That's good for us, actually.
Yeah. All right, Babu. Good luck with that.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care of yourself. $500,000. I got to get in that business. What the hell am I doing here?
I don't know.
With you lunatics. Guys are all sitting around without those flu shots, man. I get that flu shot. I bust my ass to get to that doctor and get that flu shot every year.
We were not supposed to talk about this on the air tonight.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to, I don't know, how about Joe in Orange County? You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, how's that doing?
Not bad.
Yeah. I can't afford to get a divorce after what I already built in within 3 or 4 years.
All right, what did you build?
I'm in the mortgage business, but...
Are you serious?
Yes.
Serious, Dougie.
Yeah. All right. Well, what did you build? I mean, what did you do?
I've been buying a house for the last 10 years, and I sold it, and I built my income to $5 million now. I'm worth that much. And if I get divorced with a kid, she's going to take...
What's his name again?
Jerry, please. I can barely understand the guy.
We're in the middle of a conversation with the dude, Jerry.
His name is Joe in Orange County, I believe. Where are you from originally?
Yorba Linda.
Yorba Linda?
Yeah.
The south end of Yorba Linda? Where's that accent from?
Up in the mountain of Yorba Linda, the rich area.
I know, but dude, where were you born?
Oh, I was born in Vietnam.
Ah, okay. All right, that's what I was getting at.
All right.
All right, I didn't think that was a Yorba Linda accent.
Right, Richard Nixon never sounded like that.
How old were you when you came? How old were you when you came to the United States?
5 years old.
And how old are you now?
My accent, I'm really from New Orleans.
Right, Jesus Christ.
How old are you now?
I'm 36.
Guy's giving us his genealogy.
Well, see, this is what I was getting at. He's been here for 31 years, and the guy has like 10 houses. and can you know, and his English is not that great. You know, I mean, you're right, Joe. It's not that great, right?
Passable.
It's okay.
I can't afford to get a divorce.
Right.
I cleared my home already, which is $1.5 million out of Yoba Linda.
Right. All right, buddy. What can I tell you then? Don't get divorced. Sit with that woman.
Huh?
Then sit with her.
Yeah, but the problem is, she's a good lady. She let me do whatever I want.
Well, then why do you want a divorce?
Huh?
Then why?
But the problem is, I have to live in the guest house while she lives in the big mansion of it.
Why do you live in the guest house?
Huh?
Why do you...
We're not divorced, but we're not doing that.
Right, but why... You just... Right. Oh, forget it.
All right. Good night, Joe.
He just said how nice she was. Why does he want to get a divorce?
I think she does, and I can understand that.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I can, too.
Living with the guy, every time you say something to him, he asks, what? Gets old, man. All right, let's talk to Wooly in Sunland. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm not doing real well.
Oh,
anyway, listen, I just want to tell these guys, I mean, you know what, this divorce thing, it'll kill you.
Don't use that F word, dude.
You came close, you came close.
Don't back off the F word, dude.
Can I say effing?
Yes.
You know, that effing thing, all right? Because I'm talking about my ex right now. And we agree, you know this thing in Burbank, they have this thing called the... we the people, and we settled on an agreement, $200 a week for my two kids, right?
Wow.
And I have my kids 80% of the time, and on weekends all the time, right?
Right. And so you think she's spending...
No, I'm going to tell you exactly where her money is going. It's going to her two other kids from a previous... mistake, their internet, their
internet babies,
those iPhone things, right?
Their iBabies.
Yes, and I take my kids to school every effing morning, and I pick them up from school, and they're wearing the same clothes. I'm telling you that I would like to ask you guys, are you listening to me?
Yeah. I busted up. Sorry, I busted out the banjo while you were playing.
Yeah, guys don't do that.
All right, sorry, dude.
This is why I very rarely listen to you guys, but you guys picked the chord tonight.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. And
you know, we very rarely listen to you too.
All right, here's the deal, dude. You think you're paying too much child support, and she's spending money on herself and not on the kids.
Exactly.
All right, you can do something about that.
And where do I go to do something about that?
Well, I think what you do is maybe you call, if those kids are in those same clothes every day and they're not properly eating and you don't
not
think...
Not saying every day. I'm saying I've dropped them off at school, picked them up 2 days later, and they're in the exact same clothes.
Well, right. You can go to Child Protect. I'm telling you what to do!
Listen. All right.
You can go to Child Protect.
Can't
F you. I'll tell you what to do.
This is why he doesn't listen to us.
But this is why he's also divorced. He's one of the most annoying men on the planet. I mean, who would ever date that clown?
Right. And stay with him.
Yeah.
Know.
I mean, every time you talk to him, he just talks over you.
Right. He's a pain in the ass. Pain in the ass.
Wooly, please.
Don't ever call us
hey,
again.
Hey, dude, listen. If your kids are in the same outfits day in and day out, she's not doing anything about it. Maybe they're not eating right.
Certainly a laundry problem.
Maybe they're filthy kids. You can go to Child Protective Services and report that woman. If you think that she is not keeping those kids clean, you have a ton of different avenues.
Right, but here's a warning. If you go to Child Protective Services and you complain, they're going to take the kids, and you, the loving father, should be prepared to not see them because
they might award the kids to him.
Also, they might immediately remove the kids from the home and put them in foster care.
No, not if the father's in good shape and the father's around.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I certainly hope that it works out that way for guys who take that path.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that you could probably go to court and win custody of those kids, but you got to fight for them. You know, you can't just half-ass it. You got to really get out there and fight for them. All right, we have to take a break here. Is that right? All right. Excuse me. All right, a new top 10 list coming up, everybody. Look at that. And it is the Conway and Whitman Show. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.